Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Wow, man, freaked out!
You're listening to the Brenton On Tour podcast.
That's right.
He travels the world running concerts and searches for the best coffee, people, and amazing stories so you don't have to.
Pay attention, you're going to learn something for a change.
This is a show about all of those things and much, much more.
You're blowing my mind right now. I hope someone's recording this.
So settle in, pour a cup of amazing coffee.
He's a coffee snob, by the way.
Crank that ghetto blaster and enjoy the 150,000 ranked podcast in the land.
Fake laugh. Hiding real pain.
I think that's an exaggeration.
It's the Brenton On Tour podcast.
Any questions?
Here's BD.
It's magic.
It's magic.
2022. One of my favorite people in the land is back with me today to kick it off properly. She's my former co-host on the Travel Cast when I was doing that series. She's one of the greatest people in the land. Never short of adventure. This one here, every single time you follow her on or check out her Instagram or anything she's doing, something's going on. There's never not something going on. Now, mostly because of where she lives in the world, which is amazing, Whistler, BC, and there's always something to do there. But it's because she's one of the busiest in the land. She's one of my favorite people in the land. And as I continue on this series about making it, who better to have on than somebody who I think has made it? Does she think that she's made it? I'm not 100% sure, but I'm gonna ask her about it. It's Mercedes Nickel, my good friend from the fellow Neen Blundell Network, protege, podcaster with Dropping In with Mercedes Nickel, which has taken off and become one of the biggest podcasts in the world. It's never ending with her. Hello, Mercedes. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, friend. Thank you. That was so nice. And thank you for thinking that I made it.
That's it. That's the intro and that's the show. I mean, that's what it is. We're done. Thanks, you everybody. It's been great.
We're done. Brent thinks I made it, guys. Thanks. That's all that matters.
Well, I mean, listen, so this whole thing is about, I get asked all the time about how you make it in the music industry or how things have been going in the business and things like that. And then people often say to me, wow, man, you made it. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? What does that definition of making it mean? And I was like, well, there's a lot of people I want to get on this show to get their definition of making it. I certainly think someone who's made the Olympics 4 times, recovered from traumatic injuries and changes people's lives daily would definitely make the cut for making it.
See, and I think it all comes down to perspective, because I think it's always the outsider's perspective that's like, dude, you've made it. Whereas like some people might say they've made it after one Olympics. I went to 4, which I, again, don't recommend because it's very difficult and a lot of pressure on your life. But yeah, it's everyone's outside perspective on whether you made it. And I think for me as who I am, like, you're always trying to make it. Like, I went to the Olympics. I did that. I snowboarded my whole life, but you're kind of always transforming into something new. And so you're always trying to make it something new, even if you've done something in the past and people are like, you made it. You could retire like 5 right. times in your lifetime.
Well, you know, and I guess the beginning of this thing starts with, what was your initial goal when you were starting out snowboarding?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's a good question. My initial goal was I wanted to get away from losing friends at figure skating. And snowboarding was like a way more friendly sport to kind of learn and progress. And I just wanted to have fun. And that's like always the stupidest thing to say when you're snowboarding. And then one thing, it's like a tumbleweed, or snowball. It just goes bigger and bigger, and your goals get bigger as you progress. And that's like a full on life lesson. You can start off with this tiny goal of like switching sports and just having fun to, okay, now I really want to compete. Okay, I've done local competitions. Oh, I want to do national team things. I want to learn new tricks. I mean, I never really wanted to be on the national team. It just kind of happened. And then going to the Olympics, it was just the next goal. So, I don't know that I achieved my goals at the Olympics, would I say. So do I feel like I made it? A lot of snowboarders would probably say no. Again, I don't know what their perspective is. It's such a tight knit community sport, but again, you don't really like know when you've made it. I guess you get a paycheck, and I probably made it when I was really young. That kind of like, it's difficult in some sports. Like snowboarding's so new, and I don't know when you make it, especially now with sponsors. Like, is anyone actually getting paid to do what they love to do?
Right. Like podcast or anything like that. Like the fun thing is, when I think about somebody that would have taken your path, like you started out, you know, snowboarding, and then at some point you would have gotten good enough that someone would have probably said to you, you're really good. Maybe you should think about doing this.
Yeah.
Right. So then you investigate going and doing that, and then you do it well. And then all of a sudden you, like, I'm sure there's all these mini goals. Like, hey, I just want to get paid to snowboard. But then it's like, wait a minute, I never even thought
that was a possibility of like getting paid to snowboard. And then I started winning checks, and then I started getting free gear, and then I started getting paychecks. And I was like, I don't know, man. I was just in it so much that I didn't think of it as a job until like the end, until I was like so over competing. And that was when I knew it was time to finish competing.
What was the moment where you were really good? And you are really good. I'm just saying, where's the moment where you were really good?
Yeah.
And then someone had said, you should think about doing this seriously.
I don't think anyone ever told me that. I think I kind of just was like, yeah, I want to try this competition. It's here. Yeah, I'm going on to this next one. And then I had like, I was at a snowboard camp. This was my aha moment. And I had it on one episode of my podcast where I was like, and then Devin Walsh told me I had good style, and I thought I won snowboarding. So,
right.
I mean, it's just like little things along the way that you take snippets from people and you're like, yeah, I did a really good trick. Like, and someone gives you a pat on the back and you're like, okay, yeah, yeah. And you kind of always need validation in things that you're doing, right? You don't always get it.
No, you don't.
And then there are people that are not as like humble that are like, yeah, I made it. That's just not me. So I don't know.
But there was a point though. There had to have been a point where you realized that maybe you're better than other people. And I don't mean that in an ego way. There's got to be a point where you're like, I think I could probably make a go of this.
I mean, I never really thought that, because I was like, there's still girls that are better out there than me. And if they're not the girls, it's the guys. Then the guys are better than me and they can do more. So that's why I say I shook my head at the beginning that I don't think I made it. But yeah, I was a professional snowboarder for almost 20 years. So no one can take that away from me.
I mean, if you called them up like right now and were like, hey guys, I think I want to come over to the next Olympics, are you good enough right now
A friend just told me, she's like, I mean, she's like, you could go. You could definitely go again. And I was like, that's a really nice compliment. I don't want to. My body hurts. You know what? Like, I wouldn't want to go to an Olympics that I didn't think I could do well at.
How is your health after everything? And for those who are just tuning in or listening or just seeing this for the first time, Mercedes had a pretty nasty accident on the last Olympics, or the Olympics before.
Yeah,
the third one, 2014. Yeah. And battled back to make the next Olympics, which caused a serious amount of trauma for you and a bunch of other things. And the greatest comeback story ever is making that fourth Olympics.
Yeah.
But then, you know, to you're saying, I don't want to go back. Like, I just don't, I could probably go back, but I don't want to go back. your body could do it, or is your body kind of done?
Oh gosh.
Is it over? Is your body over it?
No, I still snowboard like almost every day. But
the training, I'm talking like that training.
At that level, I would need to put a lot more time into the gym, which I have not been doing, but New Year's resolution.
Right.
Yeah. Like I didn't, you know, when sport's taken away from you, you don't realize how fit you were actually at it. It's nice to step away, and I don't know. I'm good.
You're good. Yeah.
20 years, man.
That's got to be a great feeling.
Don't do a job that long.
No, that's got to be an amazing feeling to just put that behind you. Because I know we'll get into the podcast and some of the other stuff that you're doing now. But when that book closes, mm-hmm. then you've got to look to the future. So I give an example, and I gave it a couple of weeks ago, where I had worked very, very hard to get to a certain level of running concerts. And then I did one in like my hometown, and it was like Pearl Jam, and it was sold out. And I was like, oh my God, my personal definition at the time was that I had made it, mm-hmm. but then realized that, you know, I said I'd only made it to like the bottom of the next level.
Right.
And so then after I got through that, then I had to change things as to where I actually wanted my career to go, which set these little mini goals. So yeah. Snowboarding ends, you teach now, you've got all these other things mm-hmm. that you're doing. But so do you set new goals and try to make it at something else? Or are you changing just the way you live life now, and you're very content? Do you have another making it thing inside of you that you're trying to go after?
I mean, transitioning from an elite athlete to real life is something that's very difficult for most athletes. And so the years in between trying to figure out who you are without having that I'm an athlete mentality attached to it is a struggle for sure. So I'm super glad that I've fallen into the podcast. Don't know where it's going to take me, but I really enjoy it. My last episode, I got to uncover like vulnerable people sharing their stories about the shoulder season blues and seasonal affective disorder. So I don't know. Sometimes the goals are just to come up with new podcast ideas.
Right.
Also, I do the Ride with an Olympian program at Whistler Blackcomb, and that gives me like, I love it so much. I get to see people go from beginner snowboarders to carving in like 2 days. It's so great. Or I get to guide people on the mountain that have never been down a black run before. I like to see other people achieve their goals now, you know, like be a little less selfish, because being in sport is definitely a very selfish thing. So I don't know what's next. I think that's the thing though. Like I had a couple teachers from my high school on, and I was like, what do you think the next generations of kids' jobs are going to be? And they're like, they're not even made yet.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, so, there's so many options for them now. Like some of these kids can be like, listen to us. Some of these kids.
No, but like, that's the thing. I don't know what my next thing will be because mm-hmm. I don't think it's been invented yet.
Do you have an opportunity to parlay everything into coaching now? Like, could you be a coach for Team Canada now? Or is that something where you're like, I'm going to coach the next gold medalist, or I'm going to Is that something that you've thought about?
I mean, I've definitely thought about it. It's on the back burner. I still like, it'll only be 4 years from stepping away from competition. Mm-hmm. And I think I just need a little bit more time before sure. I dive back into that world again.
To build a giant podcast.
Yeah.
Which is already giant. Look at this one. It, dropping in with Mercedes. Everyone should check it out and subscribe and like and do all the things. She has an amazing, amazing show. And she talks to people about different things. It's very specific. Now, something just happened. We talked originally when you built this thing about having the best podcast in Whistler, for instance, or having the best podcast regionally or something like that. How has that growth gone when you've launched something like this? You come out of a show, you come out of like frantic training and madness, and now you've got a pod, and we, you know, you co-hosted with me and you had other people on, you did some stuff, but is it daunting or is this like a new goal now to like a new thing for you?
I think the most daunting thing is that it's not like a normal podcast where people just have people on all the time and you can like just pick and choose. I try and really be strategic in what I do and have like these 10 episode series that will benefit at the season or time to the listeners. And like, it doesn't matter if it's like a year later, you're still going to benefit from that series, whether right. it's what's
it's
in
not
your
time,
past.
It's not time stamped. It's not
it's not, but it's like 10 guests or 9 guests with a bonus episode. And so I think the most daunting part is what you asked, is trying to come up with a new series that I think will really help people.
Mm-hmm. So that's that's daunting, but it's a challenge and it's something that, you know, you sent me a message a little while ago about it got picked up at like by a local shop there. That's a cool like milestone where it's like, well, it's been recognized enough that now it's on. So how is that working? Are they showing it once a week or a couple times a month, or how's it work?
It's cool. So the local Shaw channel in Whistler, channel number 4,
there's only 5 channels up there, by the way.
Are there?
There's only 5 channels in Whistler.
Channel number 4, they picked up Dropping In, and they are currently showing What's in Your Pack series at really random hours. I mean, it could be like 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. or noon. I just keep kind of sending them episodes, and every couple weeks they upload new ones. So I think they have 3 episodes that they've shown so far. And we're just going to go through the roster of the episodes that I had on video, which started on episode 21.
Right. It's amazing. Just when you started and I had you on and we had like whatever, it was hilarious because it's get the gear, it's get this, it's like anything else. It's growing at the time. Yeah. It's basically, you're trying to figure this thing out as we go. We're getting, what do you call it? People that are giving us advice as we go, and we tried mm-hmm. to build this thing out and all the rest of it. But I find it hilarious that, like, you know, it never stops evolving, and now you've got this new goal.
Well, it's so funny though. Sorry to interrupt you, but it's so funny because you're like, Mercedes, you're going to do a podcast. And I was like, okay, I'm going to learn how to do a podcast. I have no idea what I'm doing. And then you're like, okay, we want you on video. And like, oh my gosh, we're going on YouTube. Like, I don't know how to do that either, guys. I'm 38. Right. I didn't learn it in school like the kids. So, I mean, that's been super cool for me as well. And then also going live like this, I think is so awesome. I just keep learning and evolving. And so I don't know, these tiny little goals will take it somewhere. And already we're on TV.
Do your friends, do you have somebody that you think has made it in your life?
Oh my gosh, so many people. My friend, Dom Valet, she's on one of my episodes. She's a Chinese medicine doctor. Like, I remember celebrating, I think it was my 35th birthday, and I may have been the only one drinking because everyone else was either a doctor or pregnant in the room. Right. And I was just like, why are all my friends doctors? Like, I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud. Like, I have 2 friends that are double doctors. all my friends. I'm so proud of all of them. They help me try to pursue more goals all the time.
We watch our friends trying to make it. My co-host Chris on the Kids on the Escalator, I know forever all he wanted to do was make a comic book, and then he made a comic book and sold out of the comic book, and I'm like, come on, going after these, you know, is that his version of making it? I run concerts around the world. Have I made it? There's always somebody that's run more concerts.
You've made it. Like, I've gone to backstage with you. It's the coolest. And like, in my eyes, you've made it because you love what you do.
Well, that definition of like getting paid to do what you love to do, mm-hmm. which, you know, I think ultimately we want to pass on to everybody is, you know, you should get paid to do what you love to do because then it's not work. And mm-hmm. then as you kind of build through the process and you gain more experience and you gain more everything, it'll take its sort of definition of that. I still feel like there's a ton of work to do because, as I said, there's always somebody that's done 100 more stadiums than me. There's always somebody that's right.
So, and you want more. Everyone wants more to do more, unless you just smoke a lot of weed and do nothing.
I don't. I work a lot. So, no, I mean, I work pretty hard at it, but the definition to me is really, how you spend your time. So time is the only thing really in life that we don't get back. We really don't get back time. Mm-hmm. There's so many other things you can reset. There's so many other things that you can do, but time is the only thing you don't get back. So how do you want to spend that time?
100%.
So
I think a perfect example that the listeners will understand from this is COVID. Like, so many people have changed their jobs while in COVID because they're like, I don't actually really like what I'm doing. Or like, maybe you don't like the people that you're hanging out with at work. And like, you can change that. It's your choice. It's your life. It's the time, again, that you will never get back. So freaking, yeah, it's super scary. And same as transitioning as an athlete, trying to figure out what you want to do next. It's so similar to COVID times where you're like, well, you're just thinking about things and maybe you're ready to make a move. So I urge everyone to make that move.
Right. Don't waste any time. I mean, it's like literally like time is, how do you want to spend it?
I don't want to spend it depressed or anything like that. So yeah, I want to keep a smile on my face and I want to keep trying to mm-hmm. better the earth. I mean, we're kind of destroying it, but.
What makes you say that? I mean, we just flooded out and then we had a giant snowstorm here in Vancouver.
I know. There's so much snow in Whistler right now.
I was just up in Grouse with the kids yesterday and it was like, holy, it's like you get snow and then it piles more snow on and more snow on. It just never
it was ends. Like dark on the mountain today because there was so much snow coming down. And then we were going up with a patroller and they were like, lightning. And I was like, can you get lightning when it's snowing?
Well, global warming.
Mother Nature. I was like, of course it's gonna lightning now. Like, what else are you gonna throw at us, Mother Nature?
Black Panther. It's gonna rain Black Panthers down on us and we're gonna be done, you know. It's so crazy.
Tornado could be a thing.
Right. So you're still trying to make it. Would you say you kind of made it then?
I mean,
like you kind I of a copy.
You know what? I felt really happy. Well, this whole roller coaster ride of the Pyeongchang games. I mean, I felt good in 2010 at those Olympics. But then after those Olympics, I was fourth at an X Games. And I was like, all right, I'm like in, I can fit in with these girls. Like, I can get there. I can achieve greatness in snowboarding, in competing in half pipe. I think a lot of people might, their perspective would be like, yeah, she made it. But I mean, did I win gold at any time other than like at nationals? No. So it's tough.
it's tough to define, right? Because if you go in and then you make the Olympics, it's like, well, I trained and I made the Olympics, so I made it. But really, I want that gold medal.
And like, and when I was competing, I never like thought about any of these stats that I'm sure everyone blurts out when you're watching it on TV. Like, you just don't know those stats. You're like, I'm at a competition. I'm here to compete. I'm taking it one hit at a time. And like, it is what it is. Like, not until I had to do speaking engagements did I figure out that I was like something like a 5-time national champion. And then I have 8 World Cup medals. Don't ask me where they are. My parents have everything. I probably put them in a box. And like, yeah, I don't know. It's a wild ride. And I'm sure other people might pay attention to it, but not this girl. I move on quickly. I'm a Sagittarius.
I think we can agree that, that you've kind of made it then.
Thanks.
All right. You kind of made it. 4 Olympics, you know, a couple of other World Cups. You kind of made it.
Do you know what? I got to go to the Youth Olympics as kind of like a mentor / learning about events and stuff like that. And that's kind of when I felt like I had something to give back. So maybe I would say I made it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you do the TED Talk, which is amazing. Yeah. You know, when this series is done of me talking about people who've made it, I gotta throw you in the category
of made it,
of making it. So to me, Mercedes Nichol has made it. So that's just my perspective. What the hell do I know? Talk to me about dropping in and then we'll let you get out of here. What's going on?
Dropping in, I just finished my fall series. I was feeling super down. COVID is the worst ever. And so I talked to a bunch of doctors and athletes to get their perspective and what they to do to feel better when it's like super dark in Canada and we don't have our sports. And so I'm really, really, really proud of that series. Also, you're probably going to want to check out What's in Your Pack. That's a series that I did last year and it has a bunch of athletes, some athletes that will be going to the Beijing Olympics about what's in their packs. And then I'm looking to probably do some kind of Olympic themed one, right before the games. Might do some live episodes. So, check it all out at dropping.
You know, I think you got to try to get, I know you don't want to go over there, but you should probably try to get a media pass and just like,
I think it would be really hard right now. COVID. I don't like the athletes are only going in and then out.
Well, it sounds to me it's like perfect opportunity then to do live from, you know, Whistler, and you can just get some of these interviews on, some of these athletes on. But everyone check out Dropping In. It's a great podcast. She's got a great series going on. She's a natural. she's one of my good friends, fellow co-host of mine on when I was going through a different series of shows and wonderful.
When you could travel, remember?
When I could travel. Yeah, I'll be traveling again in 22 eventually. But what is the definition of making it according to Mercedes Nichol? Final question.
I think it's just, that's such a hard question. I think making it, being satisfied with what you've done, but knowing that there's always room for more. And then other people's kind of perspective of you.
You can find her on the TED Talks. You can find her on the mountain teaching little kids and grown-ups and everybody how to snowboard. You can see her. She goes and talks to fellow Olympians. She does it all. She's one of the best in the land. She's got a great podcast. You need to check it out. That is my friend, Mercedes Nichol. Thank you so much, my friend, for joining me Making It. Mercedes Nichol, according to me, has made it. It's up for debate. You tell me, the listener, has Mercedes made it?
Yeah, tell me too. I want to know.
Thanks for the time, friend. I really appreciate it. That is my good friend, Mercedes Nichol. This is the Brenton on Tour podcast. Join me next week again. We're going to continue this Making It series with somebody else who I might have thought has made it. And they're going to tell me whether they thought they did or not. Who knows? Thanks, everybody.
It is your favorite girl. That's right. It's the Allie Mars, the one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating and have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era. Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all had.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.